Welcome to the continuously updated news talk show. Logan Ryan is here. Nick Delicati is still out recovering from his circumcision recovery. Basically, what they're doing is they're reattaching his foreskin that they saved from birth. So we wish him nothing but a speedy recovery and the best of health. And he is in good spirits, despite the fact that his birth foreskin still fits. He's actually in pretty good spirits. It's been a minute. Thank you guys for your continued support. Obviously, we do have merch if you haven't had an opportunity to check that out. There's stuff in print, which is awesome. I'm excited. I was hoping to get some stuff out before Christmas for some of you degenerate fucks out there, but unfortunately, time was not our friend, I guess. I don't know how things work sometimes. It didn't work, so fucking deal with it, I guess. I think that's going to be my new theory or theme maybe for 2024 is going to be, hey, it didn't fucking work. Deal with it, okay? Just fucking don't come complaining to me and being a little bitch about it. It didn't work. Sorry, I guess. I'm not even really sorry. Just fucking figure it out. You're an adult. Jesus Christ. I'm going to say that to my kids, too. Figure it out. You're a fucking adult. But, Dad, I'm 10. Well, fucking too bad. A couple of things I want to touch on. First, there's actually a lot of things I've been kind of pent up about that I wanted to share with you guys and get some hot takes on and see how everybody feels about shit, I guess. First and foremost, what the fuck is up with Country Crock? I was in the grocery store the other day, and Country Crock, I don't know if you guys are aware or remember, but they make butter. They make kind of that I don't know if it's like real butter, but it's like a maybe like an olive oil based or canola based butter. It's supposed to be I can't believe it's not butter, like a Fabio fucking bullshit thing. But Country Crock now has this plant based cream, which I'm sorry, that's a Country Crock of shit is what that is. I mean, Jesus Christ, are you guys serious? You're trying to plant-based what? Cream? Do plants cream? And if they do, I don't know that I want to see a plant cream. Do you guys want to see a plant cream? That sounds disgusting. It's got to taste like fucking, like what, sage? Do we have sage butter now? Or no, it's not even that. It's like plant-based cream. I don't know who's out there milking plants, but they definitely need to knock it off. And somebody out there right now is going, hey, motherfucker, there's milkweed. Yeah, well, it's not fucking milk. It's some weird creamy shit that tastes worse than semen. And ask Nick, he would know. I mean, Jesus. Plant Country Crock, you fucks. Can we just stop making things that aren't real things and try to make them real things? This vegan bullshit of like Beyond Meat, by the way, their stock is tanking. I don't know if you guys have seen that or not. This Beyond Meat shit. People are starting to figure out that it's bad. It causes cancer in rats. It's some fucked up shit. I'm glad I never tried it. I didn't. I've seen it like in the store, but I've never touched it or handled it or done anything like that because I felt like it was gonna, I don't know, shrink one of my testicles, just make them awkward shaped, maybe, or maybe I'd grow a third nipple that doesn't have any hair around it, just like a bald nipple somewhere. That'd be awkward. I don't know. It just didn't turn me on. I couldn't get on board with the fake shit. And I've seen that like the vegan chicken nuggets. It's like plant based chicken. No, it's not. It's oh shit. Yo, I saw a video the other day, and I don't know if it was a parody or not, but it was still one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It was this broad. She was talking about how she eats eggs, but she only eats the eggs from organic chickens. Because they are fed a vegan diet, and therefore the eggs are vegan. In fact, she goes on to say that she only eats chickens that are organic raised or organic chickens because technically they're vegan. This is how dumb we are getting as a society. It's just there are people out there that I feel like there are people out there that actually believe this shit. That may have been a parody, and I'm hoping, I'm fucking praying that it was. But in all, for sake of argument here, I wasn't confident that that was a parody. I think she fucking believed it. And if that's the case, ooh, shit, we are, we're in for it. We are, goddamn, I don't look forward to the future. I mean, there's some really dumb people out there. People that think that organic eggs are vegan might be running for president one day, which arguably could be better than the president we currently have in office, because at least they would remember that they're idiots. Maybe. I don't know. I really don't know. The other thing that's really got me going recently, too, speaking of the internet and this fuckery, is this certain... I'm on Instagram probably more than I should be, embarrassingly enough. I do like it. My feed is full of golf clubs, cars, meat, and chicks trying to show me their tacos. There's a new trend out there where, I don't know if it's new, but it's new to me, where these girls have these ring lights that they put behind them, or they have weird lighting, and they're wearing kind of a sheer dress, and then they're just like, here's my vagina, and you're like, that's... Huh, okay. I don't necessarily want to see your meat curtains, but now I've seen one, so now apparently, actually I've seen like three, so now my Instagram feed is just like, oh, you liked this one time. I didn't even like it. It just, I didn't press the heart thing. It just is like, oh, well, you spent a little bit more time on this. You were actively engaged with your eyes, and now we're going to send you more. And I don't know how I feel about it. I don't think I like it. It's weird. It's just these broads trying to get attention. And I feel like that's a whole nother topic that I could fucking go off on, is all of these Instagram fucking influencers making a ridiculous amount of money because the fucking perverts out there. There's perverts. There's just a bunch of... Fuck, I'm a pervert. Absolutely. I love looking at boobs. Are you kidding me? But... They're making a fuck ton of the pervert. I mean, that should be how they list their income. What is your income? Well, I make my money off of perverts. I think that's how they should describe what they do for a living. That should be mandatory. That should be like a law where they have to, if somebody asks them and says, hey, you know, miss, you seem like a nice human being and intelligent. What do you do for a living? Well, I cater to perverts. Well, what do you mean? Well, I wear loosely fitting clothing that makes my boobs kind of jiggle around softly. I also have lighting that kind of shows off my crotch area. And the perverts, apparently they like it. So I get paid because there's perverts in the world. I feel like is how they should exactly describe how they make their money. Now, that being said, I feel like every single one of you fucks that are listening right now have been like, wait a minute, this is a thing if you don't know already and you're looking it up on your phone. So thanks for supporting the pervert institution of money. I support perverts. Maybe that should be a shirt that we sell to the lady. We make it only in women's. I support perverts. Perverts financially support me or something like that. We need... I'll think of it. We'll iron that out. That's going to be the next shirt, I think. Yeah, I think it is. HMNSpodcast.com. No, we don't have a .com. Jesus Christ. I don't even know our fucking shirt thing anymore. HMNSpod.myshopify.com is where you can find all of the fun merchandise that we have created for you degenerates. I encourage everybody to check it out if you haven't already. Promo code fuck off and you'll get maybe a discount, or maybe you won't. I don't know. Try it and let's see what happens. Oh, my peeve. Fuck yeah. God damn it. These fucking asshats. So there's certain things that I follow on Instagram that kind of provide, they provide some sort of news, kind of. They give you updates on shit, and they tell you some other things. What really pisses me off is they're starting to self-censor, and that fucking bugs the shit out of me. Like, they'll censor words like sex, right? So the White House, or no, not the White House, there was some kid that was getting effed in the A by some, like, staffer in the, not the Pentagon, the fucking Capitol Hill somewhere. I don't know, whatever those fucking guys do. Like a senator's aide or something like that was just getting fucking bare dick down right in the old balloon knot in fucking some conference room. And it went viral, which who the fuck would post that video, number one. Number two, dude, really? You couldn't wait? I mean, sure, I guess there's exhibitionists to get off and fucking in public and like weird places, and fine, I get it, kind of, but okay. But anyway, they post this article, and they didn't actually say he was getting raw dicked down in his balloon knot, which I think would have been a better fucking title, but they didn't do that. They chose to went, you know, White House aide fired after having sex, but they can't put sex. They put S and then like a, like I think the E was there, and then they put like a line over it or an X, like a red X through it. And you're like, dude, we can't say sex anymore in the news? What the fuck? What is this shit? I've seen other ones where like, you know, dude, driver found dead in a parking lot over something or other, you know, smoking too much meth, and they edit out dead and then meth, and we're like, dude, seriously, this is where we're at now, where we're censoring this shit? I mean, I understand censoring some words, right? I get it, right? So I mean, cunt is probably not one of the words that we should just be flowing around, right? There's other ones that are probably more, well, not other, there are definitely other ones that are significantly more egregious that, admittedly, in the HMNS podcast, we have, you know, there's been a couple quacks here and there just making sure that we, you know, we slip sometimes. Sometimes we say some words that, specifically me, I grew up in an era where some words were okay to say. The N-word's never been okay to say, so we don't say it. We understand that. Now, there's others that, you know, it's a little bit of a learning curve, and, you know, sometimes old dog, new tricks, things, it fucking just doesn't work, so it slips out, and that's fine. Well, it's not fine, so we edit it, and I get it. I want to be respectful to our listeners and not really offend all of the people, just most of them. And if you fucking get offended, good, just, God, rub some dirt on it and just be like, oh, I didn't like what he said. And then move on to the next thing, because maybe the next thing I say might make you laugh your fucking tits off. You never know. But thank you for listening. So, yeah, I don't understand this fucking unnecessary self-censorship that I'm starting to see. You know, I also, conversely, really don't like X or Twitter or the app formerly known as Twitter. That, Jesus Christ, I don't know what I did. I don't know what I looked up at one time, but my fucking algorithm on that thing, shit balls, man. It ain't good. It just depresses me. You know, I'm trying to fix it, but every time I go on there, it's just like, fuck, man. You know, there's a bunch of political stuff and a bunch of other things that I'm like, oh, God, it's like I have some random death thing that is like people like last I saw some dude get shot and he's fine. He lived. But I'm like, I don't want to fucking see that. What the hell? Why is this shit, number one, on the Internet? Number two, how did it get part of my algorithm? I don't. No. Show me some fucking tacos, apparently. No, show me some golf. Show me some meat. I like a good, you know, like a good. Barbecue or smoking type of storyline, right? Yeah, show me what you do to that brisket. You know, slap that bitch. Fucking put it on that smoker 225 degrees for 15 hours. Let me see how that motherfucker comes out. Yeah, let me see that. Let me see that shit. Cut a piece off and put it over your finger and let me see how soft that motherfucker is. Ooh. Ooh, shit, my pants just got shorter. Let's go. Ha. That's the type of shit I want to see on my Instagram feed. Not some fucked up like death shit, political shit. I get fucking political sometimes, and I don't like it. I don't like it. I really don't, because it makes me sad, and then it makes me angry, and then it makes me say, like, what the fuck are we going to do? California's fucked. You know, we talk about, you know, the homeless thing. Homeless is up 12% from, here I am, just hanging out on Twitter again. I saw this. Maybe it's true. I don't know. Do we have fact checkers, Trace? Anybody checking this shit? No? Just, okay. So anyway, 12% homeless up year over year from last year. 12%. That's 12% more people. It was like 16% for families, like you know, that have kids and shit that are now homeless. So cost inflation is bullshit. You know, everybody's talking about Biden economics, bite a fucking dick. I don't know. Where we're just kind of proper fucked. You look at California, and I read a thing that you know, Newsom, when he was governor, or I'm sorry, mayor of San Francisco, put in a place that, hey, in 10 years, we're going to fix the homeless thing. And then now he is governor, and he hasn't fucking done shit. He relocated some people in San Francisco when the Chinese president came over. And it just, it's fuck. It's just, it's smoke and mirrors. And he tells everybody that it's okay. But I tell you what, man, I drive all around this fucking state, and there's some places that'll make you sad. It disappoints you. And I think we can do better. I really do. And, you know, I look at other states and kind of what they're experiencing. It's not quite as bad. You know, our governor, sucks. He's terrible. He's fucking awful. I don't think he's done one thing that I've been like, oh, that's not true. I think he did one thing. And I'm like, oh, okay. It's not egregious. But everything else, I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? Seriously. I mean, how do you think this is good for anybody? And here's the issue, I think, with homelessness. Is we have people, specifically Los Angeles, where it's fucking like a third world country. And I think even Newsom even said that it looks like a fucking third world country in L.A. We have people in place. Their job title is to, or their job description is to solve the homeless problem in Los Angeles. And they get paid like $250,000. Y'all can look this up on the fucking internet. That I'm confident in. These motherfuckers get paid $250K to quote unquote solve the fucking homeless problem. You know what they've done? They've done dick. They've done nothing. They're like, oh yeah, well, we have a couple strategies that we're working on that we're going to put into play and see how they pan out. You know what? If you remove the homeless from LA, right? If you solve that just catastrophe of what it is, you're probably going to be out of a job. But the other side of that, and maybe that's what they're thinking with their fucking dumbass mind, but the other side of that is like, hey, if we put this plan and strategy into place, that means I'm valuable. That means that somebody somewhere is going to want me and I can demand more money. I can go throughout all the cities in the United States and put in action my place where now we don't have homeless anymore. But no, because there's money involved in it, people aren't willing to fucking do anything. And it drives me absolutely nuts. We got people on the streets. We got horrible living conditions. We got that fucking zombie drug that's going around that I saw. I actually saw a dude where I next kind of, what was that, about 2 miles away from where I live that had was on that zombie drug. Ooh, man. I forget what it's called, but it fucks you up. It looks like you're forever tying your shoes. I don't know why they call it the zombie drug because you don't really do anything. You're just like tying your shoes or trying to rearrange stones on the ground. But you're standing up, right? So you're bent over at the waist, like, oh, I gotta tie my shoes. And at first I thought he was like, oh, I gotta tie my shoes. And then I was watching him and realized that he's takes way too long. I mean, my kids don't really know how to tie that well. Well, the youngest, not so much. The older ones, yeah. But I mean, they even when they first learned how to tie their shoes, they could do it in significantly less time than this dude did or was doing, or the, you know, you get it. But yeah, he was down there just trying to tie shoes, and it was a while. Like, I went into a store, you know, did some transactions and came back out, and he's still tying his shoes. I'm like, yeah, that's drugs. That's 100% drugs. And yeah, I mean, what do you do? I mean, you call the cops and they're just like, well, okay, we'll get to it maybe. And then they don't show up. And then he just goes off and shits in a bush somewhere in front of, the fucking elementary school that's coming out. And people are just like, oh, gross, but nobody does anything about it. And it's weird. It's a fucking weird time that we're living in. The politics are fucking weird. I feel like we need to not have that anymore, right? I've said this before. The president is, it's kind of a, I don't know, it's a popularity contest, sort of. And then career politicians are bullshit. We need to get rid of that. We need to get rid of fucking our governor and the state of California because he's fucking it up. I feel like the people leaving the state has gone up significantly over the past, whatever, however, like 4 or 5 years. People are just like, fuck this, I'm out. Believe me, if I wasn't tied here, we'd be out. We'd be out for sure. But, you know, the kids have a great education now. They have a good education. Actually, they're in really good schools. And they have friends and all that fun stuff. So you got to be aware of that and you got to be kind of sensitive to that and make sure that fucking they are they're happy because... You know, that's kind of the thing that you want to do as a parent, I guess, is make sure your kids are happy, healthy, and something else. I don't fucking remember. I am excited though. We are wrapping up the year. Merry Christmas, by the way. Happy Hanukkah and holidays or whatever it is you fucking celebrate out there. Wonderful time of year. Great time to spend some time with family and drink more. So I'm really looking forward to it. It is a good time. The other thing I'm really looking forward to is fucking Starbucks and their bullshit pumpkin spice finally going to go away for another year, which is wonderful because fuck you and this shit. I don't want it to be tasty. I don't want it to like, I don't want to like it, but you know, every once in a while I'll have a sip and be like, you know what? It's not that bad. Well, fuck. It is. It's hard now. Fuck you. It's awful. And now everybody's like caught on to this craze. So everywhere you go, it's fucking pumpkin. I saw pumpkin spice fucking muffins mix which I've seen the muffins before, never the mix. There was like a pumpkin spice fucking Cinnamon Toast Crunch or some bullshit that's like, come on. It's not that good. It's not that good. It's just everybody just jumping on the bandwagon and just kind of riding it through and being like, hey, they had a fucking good idea and they make a lot of money. Maybe we should do that too. How about coming up with an original idea, you fucking Kellogg's or whoever makes Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you bastards. Just infuriating. I did find something really interesting that was potentially moderately offensive, maybe. So I travel, you know, pretty significant amount, and I'm always looking for kind of a local, just like good food spot, place to eat, right? Whether it's barbecue or a good burger or something like that. By the way, Copper Kings in San Marcos, California. One of the best burgers I think I've ever had. They've got a Japanese milk bun. You know, they're smash burgers, fresh, never frozen, whatever. Whatever shit they plug. They make their own American cheese. I mean, it's a fucking legitimate burger. Hands down, one of the best I think I've ever had. So, traveling around trying to find a burger joint and stumbled upon this place called Plan B Burgers. And, of course, me being me, my fucked up mind is like, oh, is this an abortion burger? Yeah, that was the first thought that came into my head. I agree with everyone right now, and whatever you're thinking or saying. Yep, you're right. That was a horrible thing to say. And I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole of all the other thoughts that followed it, but I'm going to let you guys use your imagination and go, oh, well, okay. So I think you could have picked a better name for a burger joint. I don't know how long they've been around, but judging by the age of the sign and kind of everything else that was around, I'm going to say not that long. So the state of, you know, Roe versus Wade and all this shit, probably Plan B was not the best thing to name a burger. Now I get, right? It's like, hey, this is your second option, which even then, I don't think that's a great idea for a name of a restaurant. You know, it's like, well, you know, fucking In-N-Out's closed. I guess we'll go to Plan B, and it's, which I guess, but I don't know. That's I think a better name would have been better named of a restaurant. You get it. There's better names. I think there's really interesting names of businesses out there. I saw another one that was Accurate Healthcare Supplies. Okay, why do you need Accurate in here? Now, are we just going to assume now that every other health care supply company is inaccurate? Like, you guys are the only one, you've nailed down the market of Accurate Healthcare Supplies? If that's the case, I mean, I don't know. I feel like that's false advertisement, potentially. I feel like it's confusing, because now I'm questioning, I mean, really, are they, you have to actually tell me that they're accurate? I mean, how accurate are they really? Are they just maybe kind of, did you import these from like Alibaba or whatever the name is that site? Some Japanese, no, not Japanese, they make good shit. Some Chinese, what, like Temu? Is it Temu? What's that one that recently kind of got a little bit in trouble? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? I'm sure you can answer me right now, too. You're yelling at your fucking phones. I feel like it's T-E-M-U, Temu, that has like the cheap shit, right? It's all Chinese shit. It comes in and you can get like a vest, like a nice vest, or what they make it look like a nice vest. It has like a heater in it. That normally would sell for, I don't know, $150. You can get it for like 20. You know, that site, right? Where you get like a drone for like $15 and you're like, oh, dude, I got a deal. And then you get it and like the wings or the fucking propellers are lopsided. So it kind of flies, it's not level. It kind of like jiggles a little bit and you're just like, oh, and the battery lasts for like 37 seconds and you have to recharge it. And you're like, oh, fuck. Yeah, that's that site, right? So I feel like did Accurate Healthcare Supplies, did they get their shit from fucking Temu or Temu, whatever, or Alibaba or one of those fucking Chinese sites? And they're just like, close enough. You guys won't know the difference. It's fine. It's totally fine. Could you imagine buying something from there and you're just like the needles aren't sharp and you go, and you're a nurse, and you're like trying to like tap somebody's arm to give them a transfusion or some shit, and the needles are dull, and you're like just poking them. They're like, "Why are you poking me?" Like, "I don't know. I just, these are new. We're trying them out. Poke, poke." And it's not even piercing the skin. It's just, you know, causing pain. That's what I envision this place to have, is just, you know, inaccurate healthcare supplies, because they've named it accurate healthcare supplies. Yeah, you guys ever consider shaving your eyebrows and just seeing what it would look like and how long it would take to grow back? I was thinking about that the other day. I have thick eyebrows, and I feel like it'd be super noticeable if I shave my eyebrows, right? I mean, people would be like, "Ooh, shit. You feeling all right?" But how long does that take to grow back? Is that one of those things where it's like one and done? You shave it one. Well, no, because you're not pulling out the roots, right? So, I mean, would it take as long to grow back as my beard? I remember one time in school, we were on a field trip, and we shaved half of an eyebrow off of one of the chaperones. Just a half of one side. I think it was his left side. Just took half of it and shaved, and it was quite an interesting look. He committed and shaved the full brow, so he just had one eyebrow and then one like bald kind of area. But I don't remember how long it took him to grow that back. We also thought it would be a great idea to fill condoms up with lotion and just leave them just kind of strewn about just randomly, making the teachers think that there were condoms filled with lotion around wherever it was, some campground that we were staying at. Mass confusion is really what that caused. You know, because everybody knows what lotion looks like, and adults definitely know what semen looks like. And when you have a bunch of 13 and 14 year old boys that have never had sex with an actual woman, you know, they're confused. They just say, "Hey, let's fill this thing up with lotion and make it look like we came everywhere." And they're just, we're having sex, and just throw it on the bus. The bus driver got pissed, just left it strewn around some rooms. And just, I'm pretty sure that weeks later, there were some found in places where we hid, because we thought it would be a good idea to hide them, but not like a real hide, not like a, "Let's put this in a different place that people like have to take a second look." I mean, we were like tucking them under plants, like lifting up the plant and then putting it under the, like inside the planter, and then putting the plant back down. I mean, that may never be found. I mean, unless that plant dies, and I mean, it could have just gone to, I mean, it could be gone forever. No one would appreciate the attempt at humor that we had. Is that not just the worst joke? Like, think about some of the shit that you did when you were younger, right? I mean, I think back, that one was pretty dumb, you know, and we're thinking, we're the fucking funniest guys around. Woo. We also thought it'd be a good idea to get a case. It might have been two. I think it was a case for sure of Jolt, which was, you know, the Red Bull of the day back then, and drink that and see how long we could stay up. Didn't really work. We just peed a lot, and it was caffeinated, but it didn't. I don't know. I fell asleep. I feel like everybody else fell asleep too. Yeah, but that, we thought that would be fun and funny. And I'm sure some of you are listening right now going, did you guys ride on the short bus? Was that, you know, did you hold the balloon and lick the glass? That's not very smart. That's kind of silly. And then some of the other shit we did was just fucking mean. I do remember one. We had this kid, nice kid, good kid. He played drums, really good drummer too. And I remember one time we were at school. This was, I think, my senior year. We were at school, and it was late in the day, and like school day, not like late in the evening. And I remember we went out to the student parking lot. We picked up his bug, because he had a Volkswagen bug. I got me and a couple of my buddies that were on the football team. We went over, we picked up his bug, and we moved it like to like the basically the sidewalk, if I remember correctly. I mean, like, we had it wasn't like a full side, but it was kind of like a side, picture a sidewalk. Sidewalks are going to be the best description for this. So we picked it up, moved it over the sidewalk, and then we kind of went away. And then his car got towed, because, you know, I mean, people thought he parked on the sidewalk. And he was just like, dude, I don't remember parking on the sidewalk. And he was confused for a little bit. It was just a terrible joke. I mean, anytime you do, I mean, it's funny if they walk out like immediately, like after you hide, and like, oh, how did my car get on the sidewalk? That would have been funny, I think. But the fact that his car got like towed, and then he had to go pay for it to get out. Yeah, he wasn't. That was a bad joke. That wasn't very good. That wasn't funny at all. And then we'd tie people's shoelaces together under the bleachers. That was also mean. I think, yeah, we did some dumb things that we thought were fucking hilarious. Just for no apparent reason. I do remember one time, and I think this is kind of funny. I put two bales of hay in the back of my truck and went over to this guy's house that we didn't like. And I backed in, I dropped the tailgate, and then accelerated really fast. So the hay came out, all fell out, and it's in the hay bale itself on his driveway. It kind of blocked him in. That was funny. I think now that I say it out loud, Jesus Christ. Wow. Those were some bad decisions back then. Goodness gracious. God. And then you think you should really start thinking about some of the shit you did, like some of the girls you dated. God damn. Oh, shit. I guess, but that's how you learn, right? I think that's a good lesson for you youngsters listening out there. You got to make those mistakes, right? I mean, I never did any time for any of the shit that I did, which I'm thankful for. Some of it, maybe I should have. But I think that if you really think about it, they're good learning experiences. And you grow from that. You know, you grow from the, hey, we're going to pick that guy's car up and move it on to the sidewalk. That's a learning experience. And, you know, you learn to do pranks better, I think, is what happens. As opposed to, you know, moving the car, maybe vandalize it. You know, maybe slash the tire. Wait. No, that's worse. Oh, that's definitely jail time. Okay, so maybe do some creative things, like install a harmonica underneath the car so when he drives, the air blows through the harmonica and makes a weird noise. See, that's a harmless... Yeah, see, now we're talking. Now we're talking some things, right? Install one of those chickens that make the chicken noise when you blow through it. Install that in his muffler or out of the exhaust pipe. So it makes the chicken noise when he hits the gas. You know, silly things like that. You know, fill his tires full of water, you know, or half full of water. No, that's... That'll cause damage, too. Don't do that. Don't do that. Draw dicks. On his windscreen, and all the windows. So when it gets chilly, he just has these dick outlines. That's not, but do it with your finger. Like it just gets the oil from your hands and finger and let that kind of be on there, and do that. Do that in the dust. If it's a dirty car, you draw dicks on it. That's harmless. That's harmless. Moderately offended, and there's probably going to be some adults out there with children that go, oh my God, Sally, don't look at the penis. Sally's going to go, why does it look like that, Mommy? Yours doesn't look like that at all. And it's just going to be a thing. So, some of you got that one. Yep. You know, I think that's about all I got for you guys this fucking week. Merry Christmas, number one. I think that we're going to have a great year next year. We do have some exciting things coming. And yes, that does mean that fucking Nick is coming back. He better, or I am going to fly out to New York, and I'm going to force him to come back for sure. And maybe that's what I need to fucking do. I mean, at the end of the day, we got to do something, right? I mean, is he a good guy? He is a good guy. He's a good guy. He's a family man. He's good. You know, he's got some shit. He's working through the circumcision thing, and I'm proud of him for taking that step. You know, it's a big thing. It is. It really is. I think that, you know, it takes a real man to understand that, you know, maybe I should go back to the turtleneck. You know, maybe that's something that the lady likes. Maybe she's into it, and he's willing to make that sacrifice in his relationship to make sure that his wife is satisfied with the turtleneck. You know, and for that, you know, I salute you. You know, and maybe that's a shirt. Bring the turtleneck back. I don't know, ladies. we don't have a lot of you. But ladies, the 22, I think last time I checked, percent of you that actually listen to this show, are you pro turtleneck or anti turtleneck? Let us know. That'll be on the poll. If you guys listen on Spotify, it'll definitely be on the poll. Send us those emails, hmnspodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what ideas for shirts we should do. There'll obviously be a link to all of the things in our fucking show notes on this thing. Happy New Year to every single one of you. I probably will not do another show until after the first of the year. I want to thank you again for your support. Hopefully your laughter and your love. And on that note, we'll see y'all next year.